Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
With all this conflicting advice, should we had to test it out, didn't we?
We did. How were you feeling going into this week?
I was really up for it, actually.
Yeah.
Because I love this sort of thing. I just find it, you know, delving into the unconscious is fascinating.
Yeah.
And you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
So I was really looking forward to it. What about you?
Yeah.
Well, can we just say off the top that it wasn't a week's practice? It was one session of regression therapy that we both had each.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
And you?
I felt like if you get the opportunity to be hypnotized and uncover the infinite cycles of life and death and cleanse your soul of all the trauma that your intrinsic being has accrued since the dawn of time on a Monday morning, like, why not?
You just come out of that the top of your head.
Yeah, like, why not? Ever tried this before?
No.
You?
No.
No. No. Did you have any preconceptions about it?
I didn't, actually. No, I really didn't, because I've never done it before. And I don't know anyone that has.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
I did have a preconception. I thought in my mind that when it happened, I thought I wouldn't remember what I'd said.
Yep.
And also, I was fairly certain that I would remember my deaths, that was part of it.
Mm. So were you a bit worried? Were you scared?
Yeah, I'll play you my recording.
Oh.
Do you believe, firstly, in past life reincarnation?
Ask me that at the end.
Okay.
Because I think that will play into how I found
the session. What I sort of wanted to say off the top was that it is not part of either of our religions. So we're not Buddhists or Hindus or Jains. So
what's a Jain?
It's a religion.
Well, the religion is called Jain.
Yeah.
Never heard
Jains,
of it.
Yeah. So
they believe in reincarnation.
They do, but that's part of their religion. So I sort of want to be respectful that that is in their belief system.
Absolutely.
And that's cool. And we're both Jewish and it's not in our religious belief system, but I was very open to doing it. So for our regression therapy, we enlisted the help of Nicola Dexter. Nicola has been a stress management consultant and a hypnotherapist since 1992. And Nicola came to Nicole's house to do individual sessions with us both. So we went in the room separately. We did not see or hear either of our sessions.
And we had it a week ago or 6 days ago, and we have not spoken about it since. And it's been painful.
Really painful. Yeah. So I'll play you what was going on for me before we started.
We're having our past life regression therapy this morning. I am feeling quite trepidatious. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I've never been hypnotized before. I have no idea if I am susceptible to it. So my two main concerns going into today are, one, that it doesn't work at all and I'm just lying there feeling pressure to perform. And two, that it does work and I start remembering all these grisly, awful ends that I came to in my past life and I'm completely traumatized by it. So I'm going in with an open, clear mind, ready to see what happens.
So I believe we had the same experience in how it went. So I went into your living room and I lay down on the sofa and I was talked through a relaxation process of tensing and then relaxing all the muscles up and down my body.
Yep.
The same for you.
Yeah.
And then I was asked to, I had a blindfold on.
Yeah.
So I was then asked about any fears or phobias that I have in my current life. And I kept saying to Nicola, my real life, she was like, not your real life, your current life. And then I felt like I was slightly offending her because I kept saying my real life. So I told her about the fears.
Well, there's the assumption that it isn't real.
So yeah. I told her about my fears and phobias. They're not particularly weird or unusual. I don't like heights and I don't like things like fairground rides. Like, I would never go on a, what are they called, Big Dipper or anything.
Yeah, that, well, that would go along with your fear of heights.
But it's
well.
Not just the height, it's the movement, okay. That huge like swings.
Right, okay. So swinging. it doesn't take over your everyday life, no, your phobia.
No, of course it doesn't. But I just, you know, I put it out there. And she asked, who do you live with? And do yes. you think that anyone in your current life may come up in a past life? I couldn't possibly have said.
Well, how do you know? You'd never done it before.
No. And yeah. also if I had any...
The questions at the beginning were really interesting,
yeah,
weren't they?
And yeah, the things, and we filled in a form, didn't we?
We did fill in a yeah. form. And then there was a whole list of things that you want to work on or things that you are... that you have that are phobias or struggles or issues.
Or personality traits. Like, do you have anger issues?
Yes.
Are you anxious? Are you depressed?
Yes. Do you have a fear of flights? Do you want to quit smoking? Like, all of these things. Yeah. And I didn't tick one of them.
I didn't either.
No.
Apart
from which was quite nice.
It's quite nice. I feel quite a normal person.
But there wasn't anything specific that I was there to work on. We were doing it for the podcast.
Yes, but I also did wonder, going in with an open mind, if... perhaps in one of my lives, maybe I fell from a bridge or yep. I was swinging from a noose or, you know, there was something in there.
Yeah.
So do you want to know who I was?
Yeah.
You've been waiting a week to hear.
Okay. Yes. Well, when you came out the room.
No, we'll talk about that after. Right. So I had three lives. In my first life, I was a 14-year-old boy on a farm. Picking vegetables for my family, I think. And it was like 13, 12. And I had a terrible crushing sensation in my chest. I was panicking because I was lost. And then Nicola asked me, are you alone? Are you with others? No, I'm alone. Oh, I think I'm with a horse or a donkey. And she said, well, which is it? I'm like, a donkey, it's a donkey, it's a donkey. And a cart. And how is that pain in your chest? I'm like, oh, it hurts. Who do you live with? I was like, oh, my sister, but she's dead. Don't ask yep. me where that came from.
Yep.
How old is she? 4. She's dead. So then we like got the soul of my dead 4-year-old sister and we hugged her. And all I can tell you is when that bit happened, I went freezing cold. And it was a really warm day that day. But my body was like, and I said to her in my conscious mind, I'm freezing cold. And she said, that's because this is real. And that felt a bit disturbing. So we gave her
where does that come
I don't
from?
Know. I mean,
yeah, it's coming from your unconscious mind.
So we gave her a hug and we sent her up.
Yeah.
That was pretty
much
it.
Did you learn the lessons that you needed to learn in that lifetime?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a Jew. We don't do a lot of farming. We go to Waitrose for our vegetables, for fuck's sake.